Rotary Beach, also known as Buggy's Beach, is about a 10-mile drive outside of Ketchikan city limits. It feels detached from the bustle of tourism season. And for people making rainbow-colored arts and crafts in one of the public shelters, it's a safe space. Zariah Watson-Milne is painting a purple, pink, and blue flag to represent her bisexual identity. And she's getting paint and glitter everywhere.
Yeah, getting the glitter out of everything. It's going to take a little work. But it's fun, you know, get to make crafts you don't usually do. Okay, that happened.
Don Schlosser organized this year's Ketchikan Pride so that LGBTQ people could be themselves and have fun.
It's great to feel involved and included and just visible, seen. It can be so hard when it's not something that you talk about necessarily every day and people don't necessarily feel comfortable asking you about when it comes to the deeper elements of your identity, orientation, gender identity. Having individuals show support makes you feel more confident and more safe in every aspect of your life.
She says a relaxing event like this allows LGBTQ people to feel more comfortable in a state like Alaska that sometimes is less open to them.
Overall, I think we're a lot more closeted and hidden because it's a conservative space. I do believe that. I know that it affects some of us more than others. Sometimes it's family culture as much as wider social culture that keeps us closeted or hidden or even closeted from ourselves.
Schlosser has lived in Alaska for 14 years. She came out as a lesbian just a few years ago. And there are other people here who, like Schlosser, are starting to discover their sexuality or gender identity. Frances Berry had been an ally of LGBTQ people for much of the 15 years she's lived here. But she only recently started identifying as queer.
Yeah, it has a different feeling, definitely, because I can definitely say something about myself now that I've decided to label myself and I fully realize that part of myself, something that I didn't last year. So yeah, that's a good change, I think.
The label queer is a term that to her means Berry is still figuring out her sexuality. And events like this allow her to feel normal about that.
I think there's lots of people who are kind of uncomfortable with whatever they think they are or what they identify as. So this is a really comfortable environment for them to know that they're supported at an event like this.
In the corner of the shelter is a canvas where Caitlin Compton is painting a flag.
Well, I'm agender, so I'm adding a heart with the black, gray, white, and green colors of our flag.
Agender means Compton doesn't identify as male, female, or any specific gender. Compton hopes that more awareness of events like this will lead to more acceptance from the Ketchikan community.
Just that more people will feel as safe and secure to be able to come out, because I feel like there could have been way more of a turnout if people knew that they could have a place like this where they would feel welcome and safe and cared for.
The group plans to host an LGBTQ-focused event with the Ketchikan Area Arts and Humanities Council in September. In Ketchikan, I'm Liam Niemeyer.